Taoiseach Micheál Martin yesterday met virtually with four representatives from Aer Lingus's Shannon-based cabin crew. This was on foot of their bid to stop the closure of the cabin crew base here in Shannon. So for more on this, I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line now by Fianna Fáil Deputy for Clare, Cathal Crowe. Cathal, good morning to you.
Good morning, Alan.
So, Micheál Martin had this video call with the four representatives from Aer Lingus's Shannon-based cabin crew. Can you give us an idea of how this meeting went?
It was a good meeting. It came about last weekend when the Aer Lingus staff reached out to me. They said, is there any chance, you know, we can meet with the Taoiseach? This is quite important. The airline and us collectively have given, you know, 50-plus years loyal service to the airport. And this shouldn't go down without a fight. So I phoned the Taoiseach. He was on some downtime with his family. And I said, look, can we at all get a meeting next week? He said, we can. So that meeting took place yesterday. It was kind of an unusual meeting. Just four staff represented the airline. I think that was a good thing. It meant very focused voices rather than having a big room of people. Also, all of the politicians agreed not to attend because I think it was important that, you know, there's protocol there. It would be all of us or none of us. There's no point having 20 political voices crowding out the room. So basically it became a chat between the Taoiseach and four Aer Lingus employees. It lasted for an hour and a half I've been speaking with them overnight and they felt they got a good hearing. They were able to outline many reasons why they were aggrieved and why they believe the base should stay there. And the Taoiseach gave them a good, fair listening and he had a sympathetic ear to their cause.
Cathal, from what you're saying, it sounds like both sides, the Taoiseach and the cabin crew representatives, were happy enough with how it went. Were the cabin crew perhaps hoping to see something happen in relation to what happened with the situation at Cork Airport, where Aer Lingus said it's not going to be laying off its staff, around 130 staff down there?
Yes, so last Friday, something very positive happened in Cork Airport. Just to explain the background context of this, Cork Airport are planning major works on their runway, which would necessitate approximately 90 days or so of closure. So within that period, Aer Lingus were looking at laying off their staff on a temporary basis. So their staff in Cork Airport actually wrote to government, they wrote to several of their TDs asking, was there any lifeline that could be thrown to them? Rather than being temporarily laid off, could they avail of any of the COVID wage payments that are available at the moment? So the response came back from government that EWSS, the Employment Wage Subsidy Scheme, will actually continue right up until the end of this year. So on that basis, they went back to their union, they went back to their management team, and Aer Lingus accepted that, by and large, the wage bill there would be paid by government and therefore the necessity to temporarily lay off people was gone. So they rolled back on that. I think the Aer Lingus staff, of course, and Shannon were watching this and they watched how things had panned out pretty well for their colleagues in Cork. And it gave some new focus to the campaign in Shannon, albeit in stoppage time now to try to reverse the permanent closure of the base here. So on Friday or Saturday morning, I can't remember which it was, the staff who I'm in constant contact with reached out to me and said, is there any chance I could arrange this meeting? I said, I can. And that's how it came about. They are separate things, though. As I said, what we were talking about in Cork was a temporary closure, but what the airline are looking for in Shannon is a permanent closure. So, you know, the two can certainly be looked at, but they're in some ways incomparable as well.
Okay, so obviously, yeah, as you say, there's a difference between the two scenarios, but is there any... do you think there's any hope? I know they've only had the one video call, but is there any chance of a similar-ish resolution for the staff at Shannon?
So the staff have made some very compelling arguments, and they have done so for many months. They've met with all politicians, and they now presented those facts, statements, and arguments to the Taoiseach. And there'll be a follow-up engagement next week. So the Taoiseach will be back to them next week. He's given them a number of points of contact within his department, his key advisors. So there's a good, healthy line of communication open. I think we also need to be a bit cautious. We are, as I said a moment ago, in a state of stoppage time. Aer Lingus are sadly no longer a state airline, and that's something undertaken by previous governments that I totally don't condone and didn't condone at the time. They're not a state airline. They're an independent commercial company that can make their own decisions. Not as simple as that, though. Whilst they are independent and commercially trading, they have leaned very, very heavily on the state and the taxpayers over the last 16 to 17 months. Largely The Aer Lingus wage bill has been paid by the Irish taxpayer, and I think with that comes a little bit of skin in the game, and it's for that reason I think that there is, I believe, scope, and has been scope for a long time, for the airline workers to actually speak up and say, you know, a little bit more needs to be done here. Aer Lingus, of course, have also received some support from governments. They got an ISIF loan in February of $150 million. So I think factoring for all of that, I think it's right that this dialogue would be happening. We are, as I say, at stoppage time, but you never go down without a fight.
Okay. Also with us is Clare Independent TD Michael McNamara. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you make of what you've heard there from this meeting yesterday between the Taoiseach and the four representatives from Aer Lingus's Shannon-based cabin crew? Does it sound positive to you?
Well, it's very hard to know. I mean, I suppose I was a little taken aback initially that the meeting wasn't in person. I was led to expect from some of the talk around it that the meeting would be in person. I understand Clare FM was equally led to understand and broadcast the fact that it would be in person because of the announcements. But, you know, it was only a virtual meeting at the end of it. But I do note that Cathal has said that the Taoiseach would be coming back to them next week. So I suppose that's really the most important thing, what he comes back with. But I would hope, I mean, everybody's entitled to a holiday, and I suppose I was lucky enough to be able to, we had a great week, the first week after the all broke up last week in West Clare and throughout Clare, but everyone's entitled to a holiday. But maybe the Taoiseach, I think, should come to Shannon next week when he's coming back with whatever he's coming back with, because it's been, this government's been in place now over 12 months, and there hasn't been any visit by the Taoiseach to Shannon, notwithstanding the difficulties that Shannon was in before this government was elected and how it's been particularly badly affected by COVID-19. There isn't a chair of the Shannon group in place, hasn't been for some time. As I said, there's been no meeting, no visit from the Taoiseach. I've raised the issue of Shannon with him several times. He has said that he'd organise a meeting with the deputies in the region. I remember he specifically said he would do that last January, and I asked, well, how will I find out about this meeting? And he said, oh, well, you'll be informed and we'll let you know. No such meeting has taken place. The Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, who leads one of the parties in coalition, hasn't come next nine or near Shannon. And the Taoiseach then, the Minister for Business and Enterprise, Leo Varadkar, hasn't come to Shannon, although he has given sort of vague expressions of support about Shannon.
Michael, do you see this as a sign of disrespect that not one single one of them has come down in person?
Well, I think it's a sign that it's unfortunately not being given the priority that it should be. We have no cabinet minister from the region. You know, we, for the first time, I think, in the history of the state, there's no cabinet minister from the Midwest region. And it's beginning to show. I mean, there are day in, day out, there are new announcements for Cork. I mean, there's a big plan for Cork to grow and overtake Dublin or become a rival to Dublin. I mean, there was a time before when it was the Atlantic Corridor was going to rival Dublin, you know, Cork to Limerick to Galway. I don't know what plan the government has for the Midwest, if it has any plan for the Midwest, and that's, of course, broader than Shannon. But, of course, Shannon is key to the economic development of the Midwest. But I haven't seen any plans for this region, for Limerick, for Clare, for the Midwest to grow, to prosper, to be able to create employment so that people don't have to leave the region to work, that they're able to get work in the region. I mean, I was out, as was Cathal, we were all out in Cross yesterday looking at the digital hubs that Clare County Council have set up, and I mean, they're a fantastic idea so that small businesses can access working space and can access high-speed broadband and the services that small businesses need. But, you know, we also need a plan, as well as a plan from Clare County Council to develop Clare. We also need to see a plan from the government to develop Clare and the broader Midwest region and find out what role, if any, Shannon Airport is going to play in that, because Shannon Airport was founded to drive economic development in this region. And it just appears that it's not a priority for this government, and that's very disappointing to me.
Okay, let me put those points to Cathal. Cathal, first off, there is that accusation from some critics of how the government have handled Shannon Airport, that all they do is commission reports but don't actually have a plan for the airport and the wider Midwest region. And also, what would you say to Michael's point that the Taoiseach should really come down and meet the cabin crew representatives in person for the second meeting? We know he had a hectic diary got in the way of him meeting with local councillors. Could he meet with them in person next time around?
I suppose just in response to some of that, I think it's widely reported for quite a number of months that Taoiseach didn't even make it down to his own native Cork. He was trying as head of state to lead by example. When we were all being told not to go 2 or 5 kilometres from our home, neither did he. And a lot of ministers didn't either. We've seen yesterday, we had a cabinet minister in the county, we've Minister Patrick O'Donovan coming down here to my own locality in the next hour to go through plans to start flood defence works in Clonlara next month. So really positive news there. So there isn't an avoid, and we had Norma Foley here last month, we've Dara O'Brien, because they are coming to our county, and to say they're not, I think, doesn't reflect really where things have been at over the last year. The Taoiseach too will come to Clare. I've been in correspondence and I've been working with staff on a kind of a skeletal itinerary. And yes, obviously that isn't nailed down just yet. Securing this week's meeting, he had umpteen engagements, whether it was on the domestic European front, but Shannon is of huge importance to government. It's of massive importance to me personally, as my party spokesperson on this area. And I think we did pretty well to secure that meeting, and I don't think the staff that I spoke to last night, they're certainly not knocking the meeting in the same way that Michael is at the moment. So going forward, there's a commitment to follow up. I've spoken to Taoiseach last night, I spoke to Aer Lingus staff. They will talk again next week. There's a bit of dialogue happening in the middle. I'm not going to go loud hail on this because I think we are at a point where there is some dialogue still to happen. And I certainly don't want to scupper that.
Okay, Michael.
And we visited projects yesterday, and Michael's right to compliment Clare County Council. God, they're fantastic. I spent 16 years on the council, and you know they're real drivers of activity. But just to say that those projects yesterday, 6 of them we visited, cost €3.6 million. Government money, you know, taxpayers' money. This wasn't so. The government isn't letting down Cross or parts of West Clare or the far-flung parts of the county. There's a lot needed. I wouldn't for a moment deny that. But there hasn't any time over the last number of months that we've gone looking for money. It's been pretty much forthcoming. And there's a lot more to be done, of course, but I don't think some of that will be a fair assessment of where things are at.
Okay, just to finish with you, Michael, the point that when people saw what happened with Cork, where Aer Lingus said it wouldn't be temporarily laying off its staff members, perhaps people here got hopeful that there could be a happy enough resolution to the situation with the cabin crew base at Shannon Airport. But as Cathal alluded to earlier on, we're talking about permanent layoffs here, and that really the situations aren't comparable. So how hopeful really can we be that there'll be a happy ending for the crew here?
Well, I think we don't know. I mean, contrary to what Cathal said, I didn't knock the meeting at all. I said we'll find out the value of the meeting next week when the Taoiseach comes back. So I don't know. But I mean, the bigger issue is what's the plan for Shannon? Because if Aer Lingus is not going to reinstate a base there, is it going to continue to have flights? We need to find out. And if the Taoiseach of the country can't find out what Aer Lingus' plans are from Aer Lingus, having paid them so much money over the past 12 months, well, who can find out? And if Aer Lingus is not the only, it is a private airline because Fianna Fáil initially floated it, and the Labour Fine Gael government that I was... that I lost the whip from for opposing it sold the rest of the shareholding, but there are other airlines, and what is the plan to attract them into Shannon, and what's the government going to do to support that plan? These are things that we need to find out. And I mean, Micheál Martin is the head of government. Cathal said that he couldn't visit Cork. I mean, I'm not asking Micheál Martin to come to Shannon during a 5 kilometre lockdown. I'm asking Micheál Martin to come to Shannon in the middle of summer when everybody is travelling freely, and indeed people are travelling freely for the first time in a long time in and out of the state. So I mean, I don't accept this idea that because there's a lockdown that excuses them not coming to Shannon. I mean, there are plenty of opportunities to come to Shannon if it is the priority that it should be. And I mean, as the spokesman particularly for this issue, I think Cathal needs to try to impress upon the Taoiseach how important it is the aviation is for this sector and the Shannon is for this region, and that he should come to Shannon to see firsthand what the problems are, because there were problems in Shannon before this government. I'm not laying it all on the door of this government. There are long-standing problems in Shannon, but they will not be addressed until the government starts to take action on the matter, and I don't see any sign of that, unfortunately. We don't even have a chair for the Shannon Airport Group, and obviously to chair the board, and the board is supposed to provide strategic direction, and it desperately badly needs strategic direction now to improve the prospects, not just for the airport itself, but for the broader region, because like all of the tourism businesses across West Clare, and they've had a good summer, but they have really developed their product in many instances, and we need to get people in from abroad to those to avail of that product, to spend money and to improve our economy. You know, and that's what it's at. Yeah. And I mean, it's not good enough that we have a government which seems obsessed with the East Coast and now Cork as well. I mean, we need a government for all of the country, including the Midwest and including Shannon.
Okay, we have to leave it there, but thank you very much. Very, very quickly, Hall.
Yeah, I didn't know. Look, the reality here is that there was a good meeting overnight. I think, you know, we're always at risk of these things ending on a negative note, which certainly shouldn't be the case. It was a good meeting. The 17 Ryanair flights scheduled in and out of Shannon. Aer Lingus have committed to routes out of Shannon, but therein is the problem. Routes alone aren't what we want. We want a cabin crew base. We want long-term stability. And I'm reaching out and talking to the United States. I know the management in the airport are too, in terms of kick-starting those routes. So I think sometimes when we talk things down and say things are so negative, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's certainly what we don't need for Shannon. We need action, and Michael and I were on the same hymn sheet as that. All the TDs are. And that's, I think, the path forward for us all.
Okay, thank you very much, Deputy Cathal Crowe from Fianna Fáil, and Michael McNamara, Independent TD as well.